Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we were just chatting about this, and Senna was asking a question: if it is better to rent a property or to buy a property? And Senna, give us your thoughts on it before we talk to Denise.
So a lot of people believe, and I think it's the millennials, believe that one should actually rent, because especially when you're younger. But personally, I feel like I should just buy. I believe in owning my things. You know, the bank can come one day and be like, you know, bring back the things if you can't pay. No, yes. I don't want to do that. I want to own it. It's mine, and nobody is harassing me about it. So that's my point.
Okay. So, and Mukund, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you need to own assets, and those assets being bare minimum, at a certain age you need to own a house.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk to the expert. Well, Denise Zelensky, she's a first realtor from First Realty Company. We thought we would just bring you into this conversation, because what is interesting to me is there's almost this I don't know if it's a shift among some people to say, oh, it's not worth it. I'm not going to buy a car, I'll just Uber. I'm not going to buy a property, I'll just rent. But then you've got some young people who are quite ambitious and who say, no, I need to own a property. Give us your thoughts.
Hi, good morning, Howard. We believe, well, we've seen over years that buying property is always the best investment. Although for the past 10 to 12 years, we haven't seen much increase at all. Over a time period, you do see increases. So there's no doubt in my mind that if one has the ability to purchase, they should purchase instead of rental. There'll always be a rental market for various reasons. But if you can purchase, that would be definitely my advice.
So would it be better, in fact, Susanna, we were talking about this, if you can get, let's say, cheap rental, is it better to buy a property, take a bond, put a tenant in there, and continue renting, or from a financial perspective, or is it better to live in a property that you own?
So, Howard, again, it depends on circumstances. If you're a young man or a young woman with very little responsibility, but you are able to purchase, and it's not quite in the area you need to be for working, then I would say purchase where it's affordable, rent the property out, ensure that there's no shortfall on the property. And if there is a shortfall, usually for the first 3 to 5 years, there is a shortfall where you might get the rental to cover the bond. And again, it depends on which area. But if you manage the rental to cover the bond and you are only responsible for the levy, for instance, I'm talking about a sectional title, right, obviously, or if it's a small house, rates and taxes, I would advise that as well. The whole situation is to get a foot into the property market and be able to buy in an area where you know that rentals are for, there's a demand for rentals. For instance, in the West Rand Krugersdorp area now, it's quite amazing that the rental achieved will usually cover the bond. Where more in the northeastern suburbs, you find that there will be a shortfall because the prices are higher. The shortfall on the rental to cover
the
bond.
So interesting. That is so interesting, because, and that makes sense. What are you seeing in terms of trends with regard to younger buyers?
Well, we see the younger buyers today up to about age 35. Are buying, where before people might have waited till they're much older. For instance, in the Danefern areas, most of the buyers that are buying into those areas, that's Four Ways Danefern, are between 35 and 50. So we're seeing younger buyers being able to buy more expensive properties than they would have years ago.
So that is...
And again, it's very area-related. From the point of view of wanting to be close to schools, people will move, you know, when children go from a primary to a high school or to varsity, sometimes the whole family relocates for the ease of getting to school easier. So it depends on affordability. It depends on whether someone has had a property, owned a property previously, and now they've got a bigger deposit. So this is why I say for the younger people to get into the property market, buy the small sectional title unit, buy a property that you want to share with someone sometimes, depending on your circumstances, just to get a foothold so that by the time you're married with kiddies or not married with kiddies, you basically have a deposit to put against the bond. The banks have enormous appetite at the moment for giving bonds. And in some instances, they will give 108%, which means it's covering the full purchase price plus all the costs. So if I know the market you're most probably talking to on your radio station does not, perhaps won't be under the 500,000 mark. But clients who, people who only earn up to 23,500 will even get a subsidy from the government to purchase a property.
That's so interesting.
Now the 23,500, I know I might be talking too much, but the 23,500 income will afford them a property for about 500,000.
That is so interesting and such valuable information. I think that I think it's important to do as well, and that was certainly my advice to Senna when we were having this conversation, is that indeed buy a property, even if it's not one that in an area that you're going to live in, but just make sure that you at least start this process. And it's interesting and positive to hear that the banks do have an appetite for it at the moment. That is where we do need to leave it. Denise Zaslansky, thank you for that First Realty company giving us her views on the property, buying properties. Let's just taking a look at some of your messages. Your CV says, wow, the very man that's going to single-handedly destroy the Big Apple grew up in Cape Town. It's the ANC's prodigal son. Carol Z says, First Financial Foundation, buy a property. And Karen B says, if Mandani was not born in the US, he wouldn't be able to run for the presidency. She says, that's a relief. In fact, yes, he cannot ever be president of the United States. And Henry says, the name Kwame is given if the person was born on a Saturday. It's common in Uganda and Nigeria. I didn't know that. So that is very, very interesting to hear as well.